It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. That's montavistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with one of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce directors, Jim Clare. Following that is the November Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Valleywide Health Systems, featuring Grace Sandoval, Edward M. Kennedy, Clinic Manager, Evelyn Wyant, Public Relations and Communications Specialist, Dan Samora, Behavioral Health Provider, and Ashley Copenhafer, Director of Physical Therapy. And we wrap up this podcast by talking with Marie Pescatori, CFO of EcoDynamics.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for December 2019. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce members and, of course, the good folks behind the scenes who are keeping everything moving. Now, this month, we have the good fortune of talking to Jim Clare. Jim is a director at the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce. Jim, where are you originally from, sir?
Well, actually, I'm originally from here in Monte Vista. Born, raised here all my life, so I've been around a long time.
Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What have you done?
When I was in high school, I started working for the San Luis Valley Rural Electric Cooperative, and I kept trying to decide what I wanted to do. And after 37 years working there, I finally retired from there and moved on to some other ventures. And I did some odd end stuff for a while, and then I ended up becoming the manager at the San Luis Valley Regional Solid Waste Authority. Started that in 2012, and currently that's where I'm working at this time.
You're also involved in a lot of other groups here in the Valley, too, aren't you?
Yes, I'm also on the Rio Grande Savings and Loan Board. I'm also with the Chamber of Commerce Board, and then I'm also a member of the San Luis Valley Antique Iron Club also. And then along with that, I'm chairman, president of the San Luis Valley Hazmat Board. Involved with quite a bit of stuff, keeps me busy.
Well, that's a good thing. How did you become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Actually, the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, it was when I started working with the Ag Committee, the Agribusiness Committee. And that started probably back in 1999. That was when I was working with the San Luis Valley Rural Electric. And part of my job duties at that time was to become more involved with the community events and stuff. Consequently, that was one of the things I became involved with was the Agribusiness Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Chamber of Commerce.
You are one of the directors. What do the directors actually do?
Actually, what the directors do, each one of them has a main task of just trying to promote the Chamber of Commerce and help promote the community and the town around Monte Vista. In the last few years, we've continued to grow and improve and make things better, not only for the chamber itself, but also for the community itself, businesses, general people. We continue to move forward, and hopefully we can do stuff like keep the interest in the chamber and interest in town and people associated with the town.
Well, Jim, tell us about some of the upcoming events. I know, of course, in December, we've got the big holiday bazaar coming up.
Yes, and what we do is we kind of separate into committees, and we have like a bazaar committee, we have an agribusiness committee, we have the Crane Festival committee, and everybody kind of does a committee, and everybody's set off into separate committees. So what we do is we start planning a lot of this stuff. A good example of this is like the agribusiness committee. We start meeting in September for our agribusiness Rocky Mountain Ag Conference, which is going to be in February.
That's a biggie coming up.
It is. It's just around the corner, and like I said, it's big involvement. I might go back just a little bit of history on that.
Sure.
Originally, when it was set up, there was two conferences a year. What they were called was one was the Potato and Grain Conference, and the other one was the Hay and Forage Conference. So consequently, we had two conferences and a lot of stuff going on, and then each one of them kind of started dwindling down a little bit. So to reduce the work, what we decided to do was to combine them. So that's why we came up with the idea of the Rocky Mountain Ag Conference, and we combined both the conferences, Hay and Forage and Potato and Grain, and cover all the topics in one conference.
Well, tell me about the Ag Conference coming up. It's a big thing happening here in February.
Yes, it is. And the thing about the Ag Conference, it's about 3 days long. We work with the Extension Service. There's training classes all 3 days. Along with that, we have vendors that come in, and they're there for all 3 days also. And it's a good opportunity not only for the ranchers and farmers in the community to learn something new and different, but to get abreast of what's going on with new technology. And one of the big issues, which continues to raise its head, is the water situation.
Right.
And for the last several years, we've always had sessions on water. And once again, as I mentioned, it's a good time for the ranchers and farmers to meet vendors, vendors to meet with them, and vice versa, and make some new friends and some old faces, you know, meet up with them, stuff like that. It's a big deal, big conference, and it helps the town of Monte Vista out also.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the thing is, you know, we get vendors coming in from out of the valley. We get farmers coming in from different counties and stuff. You know, when they come in, they have to buy gas and pick up something to eat or whatever. So there's a little bit extra revenue that comes in with it and some room and board and stuff like that. It does help the town economically, and we appreciate that.
And planning for the Crane Fest is underway as well?
Actually, the Crane Festival kind of has its own separate committee.
Mm-hmm.
But what the chamber does is kind of help facilitate and work with them to get that process going and the event itself out at Sky High Park. We work with them setting stuff up, tearing stuff down. And so that's just kind of a process that has evolved. Actually, in the last few years, the two committees have kind of come together. So that's one of the things we always look forward to. That's another event that is very big and very good for the town of Monte Vista and the area.
It is. People everywhere, lots of neat things going on, tours to go see the cranes, and there's a lot of activity.
Well, it's amazing because the Crane Festival is a destination point for the people that come.
Mm-hmm.
People come from states far away at distances and stuff, you know, and that's the reason they come is just specifically for the Crane Festival as a destination point.
Jim, what do you see as a benefits of a local business or organization joining our Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
If you join the Chamber of Commerce, we usually have several items that we help businesses and even individuals with. And some of the benefits of being a membership is networking. You know, you get to work with different businesses and the chamber and different agencies that the chamber works with. Also, we have access to the monthly chamber email. And one of the things I might mention is that if you go to the Monte Vista Chamber website, it's an excellent website. There's a lot of stuff in there, and that website is montevistachamber.org. So I would suggest to go to that website. But along with that, it increases your visibility in the community with the stuff the chamber does with the businesses. Also, we promotion for your business with special events through our chamber Facebook page. That's something that we've recently started. We got some younger people on the board and active with the chamber, so consequently, we've been able to start some of the newer technology like Facebook and stuff like that. We also work with the conquistadors on ribbon cutting and open house events. Referral programs. We get a lot of calls in from all across the country on different things. A good example of that is just the other day we had somebody calling in, a hunter out of an out-of-state area, wanting to know where there is some room and board for his horses, place to put his horses while he's in hunting.
An interesting question, yeah.
So we were able to come up with an answer for that and give him a solution to that. We're always coming up with something different. If you're on an event that we have booth discounts. If you're one of the vendors or something. Another thing that we look at is welcome for new members. You know, we publish information in the monthly newsletter. As I mentioned, it's listed in the chamber emails and social media that we have out also. Another good thing is community involvement. As far as volunteers and opportunities, if you come in and you're a part of it and get involved with some of the events going on and become active, it's a good deal and helps your business also. Also, we have access to what we call the bulk mailing discount. If you want to send out promotional stuff, we have bulk mailing discount that we can send out. So that's something a lot of people don't realize. But if you're sending several pieces of mail out to the area, you know, that can be very beneficial as far as monetarily. Meeting facilities, that's another thing we like to promote, is a building we have down there. We have capabilities for meetings for a space up to 80 people. We have features that include the tables, chairs, Wi-Fi connectivity, possibilities for teleconference, video projector capability, and the list goes on and on. So it's a great place to have a meeting, especially if you have a meeting of a group of people that's not real huge. It's a great place to come.
It really is a nice meeting room. And as you said, there's great amenities there for technology. And it's not just for businesses, though. You've hosted things like birthday parties and other things in there even.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of open to the public. You know, there's a little fee for it to help keep things upgraded. Definitely, it's open to the public. And as I mentioned, another thing, if you're a member, we have copy machine capabilities. If you have some copies you want done or something, come in for that. Another thing that we've been promoting pretty heavily in the last few months is Business of the Month. It's a new program we've started. We're still trying to refine it a little bit and work on it. If you go to the website and our newsletter, you can see some of the promotions that we've been doing. And another one is here doing a podcast.
I was going to say, we're sitting here doing what we're doing now.
Exactly, exactly.
We're excited to be doing this. This is a lot of fun. I have met a lot of neat business owners in just the few months that we've been doing this now. To us, it's fascinating because, like with you, we're learning the stories behind people. How did you get started? What are you doing? What do you recommend other new businesses consider? It's been fascinating. We're having a ball doing this, so we really appreciate you guys at the Chamber working with us on this. This has been fun.
Well, it is, and that's one of the new ventures that we also started with, is working with you guys at SL Voices. You know, it's some new technology that we decided to dive off into, and it's definitely working out, and it's been to our advantage and the business's advantage and stuff. And like you said, you get to know more about people and businesses when you get to talking and listening to them and associating with them. So it's been great, and we hope it continues to grow and get even better.
You guys are getting thousands of listens already. I think we've done 4 at this point. This will be number 5 for December. Most of them have crossed 1,000 listens already.
That's great. We hope it continues.
Jim, what do you feel is the biggest challenge small businesses are facing in Monta Vista today, and what would you propose to overcome that challenge?
Well, I think the business challenge in a small town like Monta Vista is you have to find a niche to keep people around. One of the things that I feel that hurts a lot of the businesses is transportation. And you ask why. Well, let me give you a quick example.
Sure.
My folks used to have a country store out northwest of Monta Vista. They had it from 1950 till 1975. There's another country store where Dos Rios Restaurant is now, and there's also one at the 7 Mile Plaza. And back then, people would get in their vehicles, go do the shopping, close, reasonable, get it done, go back to the farm ranch, whatever. But now with transportation, it's a lot easier to go into town, to the next town, over the hill. And instead of saying, well, let's run and get our groceries for the month, people will say, let's take a day and go over the hill and do some shopping or go to the next town and do something. The other thing is wants and needs. People want more. They think they need more. And so in order to try and help the economics of Monta Vista, a lot of it is a niche market. A good example is a steakhouse we have downtown in Monta Vista on Adams Street.
Right.
You know, that's kind of a niche. The other thing I think is definitely, in my eyes, is customer service. If you go into a business and don't get customer service, you're not going to go back. If you go into a business and they don't have something and they tell you they order it and 2 weeks later they still don't have it, you're not going to want to do business with that place again.
That's a problem, yeah.
And so you're going to go somewhere where you can get everything taken care of. So I think a lot of this stuff is transportation hurts us. It's easier to hop in a vehicle. Look at our cars nowadays. You don't even have to back a car up. It does it for you.
Yeah, right.
And technology. So a lot of it is transportation. It's easy for people to hop in a vehicle and go somewhere else. But I think the other thing is marketing and customer service. Very important.
What recommendations would you give a business that's considering starting or has just started here in Monta Vista?
Well, believe it or not, one of the things that we work with at the Monta Vista Chamber is the SBDC, San Luis Valley Small Business Development. Currently, that was operated by Tom Monaco.
Right.
He's got programs down there. If you're thinking about starting a business, you could go down, talk to him, and he could give you an idea of what to start, what to look at, the ups and downs of the business. If you've already started a business, I would suggest getting a hold of the SBDC. They can tell you what you're going to run into, and if you've already run into some bumps, they might be able to smooth some of that out and help you. They also have different training programs through the year that they offer, and that's one of the things that the Monta Vista Chamber has been working with, is with the Small Business Development SBDC to offer some of these programs to local businesses and try and help them with their ups and downs and keep moving in the future.
Jim, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
Well, couple of things I want to mention is a couple of the events that I'm involved with, which is the dirt drags, and they're going to be June 5th, 6th, and 7th, and this will be the fifth year. It's kind of ironic how that got started. A guy by the name of Mike Nichols came into the area and met with a few of us, Gabe Duran and some of us, and said he was looking for a place to have a dirt track to have drag races. And we looked at him kind of funny, and he said what he wanted to do was promote the era back in the 50s, late 40s, 50s, and 60s, when men came back from the war and stuff, and even younger kids wanted to take their jalopy out that they'd fixed up and race it. But what a lot of these guys did when they came back from service, they'd go out to old airstrips, which were dirt back then, and they'd compete against one another with their cars, and they'd start fixing them up and competing again. Well, as luck would have it, they had the old airstrip out at the Movie Manor, and some way he heard about that and got tied in with that, so it turned out to be a great opportunity to try something out. Mike is a promotional guy, which has had a hill climb up in Georgetown Loop and up in that area, but he wanted to do something on the flat grounds. And so the first year was kind of hit and miss, but now, once again, it's a destination point. We get people from all over the United States and even overseas that have come to this event, and it continues to grow. And people like Rio Grande County that have helped promote that and helped with the track in some instances, you know, and stuff. And then the Movie Manor itself and the people that associated with it, it's just been a great event. So I want to mention that.
Well, obviously it's growing. It's in its fifth year now.
It is.
That's great. It is.
And like I said, it's a destination point. There's about three or four hot rod magazines that have articles in there. And, you know, those are nationwide. And so it's really growing.
That's awesome.
And the other thing is the Thunder in the Valley Rally. This will be our third event, and we're looking at hosting it June 12th and 13th.
You're expanding.
We are, yes.
Tell me about that. What's happening?
Well, Scott Deacon, he's been thinking again.
Uh-oh.
Yes. With his ideas, he's coming up, and he wants to try and have a Friday evening event with a street dance, and he wants to promote horsepower with a Thunder in the Valley event. Along with that, he's hoping to have like a bike show, a car show, some dragsters and stuff showing downtown, and maybe have a beer garden, promote some of the businesses downtown, and a street dance, have a band playing. So it's starting to take hold. We're getting a lot of ideas put together, contacts and stuff. It'll be a great event, starting out on Friday, and then we'll move Saturday out to Sky High Park and have our motorcycle games. And once again, we have the Harley dealer coming in from Durango. He's told us he's going to bring in, as he calls it, more candy, more motorcycles for show. They're working real well with us, the people out of Durango, Durango Harley. So we hope to make this thing grow, and as you know, it's for the Veterans Coalition of the San Luis Valley. The first year we started, we had about a $2,500 donation that we gave to them from funds raised, and this last year we ended up with about $5,000 that we've donated to them. And we hope to make that grow even more this next event and make it an annual event.
So you're talking about shutting down Adams Street on Friday evening?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
We've already talked to the city. When we mentioned it to them, they looked at us, and pretty soon their eyes started lighting up, and they said, that sounds like a great idea. So
been a while since that's happened. Yeah, this will be awesome.
So it's in the works, and hopefully everything will come together, and we'll get it taken care of. And we hope everybody comes down and enjoys it.
And when is that happening?
That's going to be June the 12th and the 13th. Keeping in mind, the weekend before is going to be the dirt drags out the Movie Manor, which is going to be June 5th, 6th, and 7th. So mark your calendar. We hope everybody comes and has a good time.
It'll be a busy month here at Monta Vista.
It will be.
That is great. Jim, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
The other thing I might mention real quick is the Upper Rio Grande Economic Development Committee. That was something that was started quite a few years back. I was on the original committee that started that. Currently, we have Marty and Bonnie Asplund that are the people that kind of promote that and have been hired to promote economic development. It's just working out great. When we first started, I mean, we were scratching our heads at ways to bring in some kind of development. We even had looked at a deal with a taxidermy stuffed African animals out of a place to bring in for people to stop and see. So, I mean, we were scratching our heads on stuff. But with Marty and Bonnie, they're dedicated to the economic development of this project. And stuff like Proximity Malt, Idaho Pacific, Formation Ag, and even Colorado Brewery, the Cody family down south. You know, these are some businesses that continue to grow and have just started, and they'll continue to even foster as they go along with time. And it's been great for the economy for the area.
Well, Jim Player, we appreciate you coming by the SL Voices studio, talking to us about all kinds of things, what you're involved with here in Monte Vista, what our chamber is doing, and it is certainly moving and growing and shaking. It's really great to see. Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Thanks for having me, and we appreciate you all, too.
Valleywide Health Systems at the Edward M. Kennedy Center in Monte Vista is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month for December. From medical, dental, and physical therapy to WIC, behavioral health, and more, this is a unique one-stop integrated care clinic for all your basic health needs.
I'm Adam, and we're talking with the good folks at Valleywide Health Systems. We're on the table and introduce everybody. Grace Sandoval is the Edward M. Kennedy Clinic Manager. Also joining us is Evelyn Wyant, PR and Communications Specialist. Dan Samora, Behavioral Health Provider. And Ashley Copenhafer is the Director of Physical Therapy. Let's start back around the table, find out a little bit about each of you. Grace, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Monte Vista. I've been here all my life.
Really? You're a native?
Yes.
That is awesome. Evelyn, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Brighton, Colorado. I have background here in the Valley. My grandparents and father all grew up here, and so I've always wanted to return. About a month ago, I got the chance to join the Valleywide team, and I jumped at the chance.
Dan, where are you from, sir?
I'm also originally from Monte Vista.
Another native.
I was raised here in Monte Vista.
Nice. And finally, Ashley, where are you originally from?
I am from Alamosa, so I'm a native as well.
Wow, a whole bunch of natives, and you all work for Valleywide Health Systems. How neat is that? Let's go back around the table and tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history, how you got to where you are today. Grace, let's start with you.
So I've been with Valleywide for the last 20 years, and I've started probably from the bottom of, you know, support staff work to lead positions to an assistant clinic manager to where I am as a clinic manager right now. So I've kind of just homegrown with the community, I guess.
Grown-up success story.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's a great organization to work for. Very proud of that.
We look forward to hearing a lot more about that, too. Evelyn, what about you?
So I came into healthcare accidentally. I was an intern at Platte Valley Medical Center in Brighton, Colorado during my college tenure. And I liked it so much that I decided not to become an English teacher. And I joined the team as their communications coordinator. That was 8 years ago. Then I made the transition to Valleywide about a month ago.
Dan, what's your story, sir?
Well, I did a lot of industrial work when I was younger. Worked up at Summitville and at the starch plant here in Monte Vista. In 1996, I started working with behavioral health, and I think that was probably the beginning of my current story. So I've worked with behavioral health up until about 2015. When I came to Valleywide, I came as a care coordinator. And when they opened up this behavioral health team, I was really excited because they offered me a chance to be a part of this team. And I've actually been with Edward M. Kennedy since September, but I've worked at AFMC, Sierra Blanca, and Moffitt as a behavioral health provider.
And finally, Ashley, what's your story?
Yeah, after high school, I left for about a decade with college and graduate school. And I was working out in Arizona, and I got a call from Valleywide asking if I'd come home. And so I did, and that was almost 10 years ago. So we've been here and made our home back here.
Well, let's find out about Valleywide Health Systems and the Edward M. Kennedy Center. First, congratulations. You are the Monte Vista Chamber's Business of the Month for December.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do y'all know when the center began operations here in Monte Vista?
Valleywide Health Systems formerly was named in the Monte Vista area as the Rio Grande Medical Center. And we opened there, which was at that time the old hospital in Monte Vista, in 1993.
2009, 2010, we applied for a grant to redo an existing building in the town. And so the city plus Valleywide came together for the grant and we got it through and then moved to our new location.
So we moved in our new location on October 31st of 2011.
A nice building too.
Yes, and we're right center of downtown Monte Vista. We are located at 925 2nd Avenue. We have three different type of services in there. We provide a full physical therapy department, the full medical facility, and our dental department as well. One of our longest providers that have been with us is Michael Noonan. He's a PA. He's been there for 10 years. Vanessa Zweger is a family nurse practitioner. She's been with us for 5 years. And we are now inviting two new nurse practitioners to our practice, which will be Denise Thompson. She started orientation with us on Monday, November 18th. And here in December, towards the end, We will be happy to have another nurse practitioner by the name of Laura Martin. At that time, Vanessa Zweger is planning to transition to the Sierra Blanca Medical Center. In our dental department, we have Dr. Ward. He's our dentist there that's 5 days a week. We also have a new dentist starting with us, which is Dr. Davis, and she'll be working in the dental department on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And then we also have Dr. Patel that works between our Edward M. Kennedy Dental Clinic and the Cesar Chavez Dental Clinic. So she works in Monta Vista on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Monday, Wednesday, Fridays in Center. Emily Brooks is our dental hygienist, and she's there 5 days a week as well. In our medical department, we also provide OB care. So Dr. Sonrager comes to our facility every Wednesday afternoon to do OB care, family planning, women's wellness. We have behavioral health integration. So Dan Zamora is in our clinic 5 days a week. We have WIC in our clinic 2 days a week. We have case managers there 5 days a week. We have a care coordinator that is Tammy Zamora, and she is there 3 days out of the week. We also have a Connect for Colorado person, and she is there to help anybody in our community that wants to enroll with insurance online, Medicaid benefits, anything of that sort, and she's in our clinic every Monday and Friday. We also have Anti-COA Clinic that comes to our Monta Vista Clinic every Wednesday morning and takes care of anybody that our patients are from Del Norte, Center. We're a little more centralized for those people, so they don't have to travel all the way to Alamosa. We also have a Valleywide Pharmacy that delivers to our clinic twice a day so they could pick up their medications. Our patients are very lucky to have that. We're part of the 340B program.
What is that?
So it's a discount program.
For medications.
Yeah, for medications.
I always have to ask the question, what don't you do?
That's a good question.
Wow, you guys provide a whole wide range of services. It's amazing.
Yes. Well, I will let Ashley speak more about physical therapy since she's here.
Well, I think when we designed the Edward M. Kennedy building, it was our first fully integrated clinic, meaning basically a one-stop shop. You can come and see your medical provider, dental, physical therapy, behavioral health, but there's so many other services that we offer that makes us unique, like the care coordination and the case management services. You know, that's huge in our valley. If a person has to go out to a specialty up in the Denver Springs area, how do you get there? Can they afford to travel? Do they have the travel means? You know, that's what they're doing a lot of. They're helping to coordinate all this stuff, but also a lot of our personnel are in the hospitals checking on patients that have been admitted, making sure there's no barriers to get them home. You know, that's just a huge thing, and that's what really sets Valleywide apart, is that we have all of this stuff under one roof.
Can you give me a couple examples of how your center is different from what other centers might be offering in neighboring communities, other than the obvious one-stop shop approach, which is very unique?
I think Dan should talk to this about the behavioral health integration.
All right.
I'm very excited that I'm part of this new behavioral health team. As I said earlier, I've worked with behavioral health for many years, and I've been a Valleywide patient most of my life, and I could never understand why we didn't have behavioral health providers, counselors in our clinics. So now that we do, I'm excited because it is an integrated system. It's to the patient's advantage to be able to come and talk to a provider at the same time they're coming in for a medical appointment. So that's very convenient for our patients. I'm hoping that we will be able to offer other services. Right now, we're just kind of feeling our way around, and we're getting the feel for the integrated system.
As you said, you're just getting started with this. This is a new addition to what you're doing. You're feeling your way around it and seeing how it'll all integrate.
I think a big thing is, you know, I walked in yesterday to a patient that Dan had just visited with, and then the provider was going to visit with. If you ask a patient to come back for an additional service, a lot of times they don't come back. But if you can get them there at that one time, perfect. And that's what's nice about the Edward M. Kennedy Clinic is you get them right there. If Dan needs to go talk to the provider's right there. In physical therapy, if I have a question, I can walk across the hall and ask them. I don't have to get on a phone and then leave 10 million messages for the provider to call me back. We're all right there. And that's what is a huge difference in Monta Vista compared to a lot of the other companies, is we're all under one roof.
That's one thing that I've heard a lot of our patients say, is they're really appreciative that we offer all these services in one place.
And I think in addition to it just being convenient, I have a long history in integrated healthcare. The hospital that I came from had a similar way of doing things. The advantage is that you're taking care of the person as a whole person. You're taking care of all of the pieces and parts that come together to make them who they are instead of just treating their symptoms. In the past, healthcare has been handled kind of by section. So you go to see a cardiologist for your heart and you go to see a neurologist for your brain. The integrated approach looks at the person as a whole instead of just dealing with one condition and then another. The great advantage to having behavioral health as a part of that is that, you know, more and more these days we're realizing that mental health has a huge impact on physical health as well. And I think it's very forward-thinking to have behavioral health involved in the care of our patients because people's mental state does have a big effect on whether or not they're going to heal from illness or injury. So it really is a big deal to have behavioral health involved.
Well, and I think we're also shifting towards a lot of preventative stuff. Why does a patient need to fall and break a hip? Why can't they get into physical therapy before if they feel a little imbalanced? Same thing with behavioral health. Why can't we have checkups just to make sure that we're not going to slip into a depression or we're not going to have other issues that really affect our life? And so I feel like that's another part that we've really transitioned to is the prevention side. Let's start treating the mind, body, spirit before stuff starts to break down.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I've talked to a lot of patients recently who have said that because of their diabetes or their arthritis or their heart conditions, it's created some depression, some anxiety. And sometimes the medical condition can go hand in hand with the behavioral health issues that they might have. So yeah, why not treat the whole person?
Plus, I think also, I feel like we're breaking down the stigma. We're for the longest time been the stigma that mental health, behavioral health is, you shouldn't be doing it. It's, you know, I hate to say this, but it's for the weak. It's not. It's for those that need it. It's for those that are strong enough to say, I need to improve myself. And we're going in there and saying, it's okay if you need some help. We're here. That's why we did this. That's why we have a behavioral health provider in every clinic now. It's not a big deal. Let's just get this treated so that you can live a better life.
I saw some statistics this morning, and I may be off in those. Something like 75% of all suicides are men every day. And men are the ones who will not go out and seek help because it's that stigma that you just said.
I could see that.
Yeah, we're men. We can't go ask
for
help.
We're too tough. We're too strong. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And unfortunately, men choose more lethal means.
What would you point to as your center's most outstanding accomplishment in the last couple of years?
I think it's the integration. When we started building this new clinic, it was, we're going to be fully integrated. Well, we took a good step, but we didn't have behavioral health there on site full time. I think he was only there a couple days a week. So we were still like, you need to come back and get an appointment. And then we were just losing patients. But within the last year, we've fully integrated behavioral health provider into the clinic on a full time basis and just ramped up all the services in general. Like, I don't think dental was 5 days a week when we first opened. Physical therapy was only 3 days a week, and we've opened up now full-time. So it's just ramping up everything to make a full-time integrated clinic.
And the team at Edward M. Kennedy also was part of a team-based care group, and that has been great. It has improved our team as in the clinic overall. We are all have like an open concept there. All of our providers, nursing staff are all in one area. So it's been really helpful for that.
We had to remodel a brand new building to make it team-based care, but it does, it works, and everyone's centralized, and it's not like you have to go looking for everybody. Everyone's right there, ready and willing to help the patient.
Well, let's go back around the table and one by one ask you, what inspires you to go to work every day? Grace?
It would for sure be our patients, I guess, because I'm from this community. They are like my family. I have good relationships with our patients. They know me. I know them on a little personal basis. So it's just good to know how they're doing every day and that we know that we've taken care of them. I love that they come in and thank us for what we've done for them. And I also thank them for choosing us.
Well, customer service is important. And I know, Evelyn, you'll absolutely agree to that.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a key piece of what everybody does. It doesn't matter what business you're in. You have to treat the people you work with right. What inspires you?
So community healthcare is a huge interest of mine. When I was growing up, my dad was on the board of directors at Platte Valley Medical Center in Brighton, and I would go to board meetings with him and do my homework in the corner while he did his business. And he served a term of 16 years. And then when he retired from the board, he volunteered on our patient partnership council and he attended events as a volunteer. My stepmom trains hospital therapy dogs. And just being in that environment, you come to realize, like Grace said, you're really looking at neighbors caring for their neighbors. And this is a model of healthcare that is, I feel like, unfortunately too rare in this country. There's too much emphasis on the patient as a number and as a dollar sign, and not enough emphasis on people and the things that they're dealing with, from their mental health to their physical health. And so what I like about community healthcare is that I feel like my observation has been community healthcare is on the forefront of making sure that people get treated like people, that, you know, you are caring as you would for your own family.
Dan, what about you? What inspires you every day?
I'd have to say people, and not just the patients that we work with, but our coworkers. When I first came to Valleywide, I came as a care coordinator, and I tried to find one specific thing about each clinic that really inspired me to show up every day. And there's so many different things about Edward M. Kennedy. For one, I mentioned earlier that I was raised here in Monta Vista, so I'm familiar with a lot of the patients and the staff. They're just amazing. So I just appreciate every day just being here.
Ashley?
The patients. You know, community health can be very challenging at times, but the community wants to get better. I truly believe in, you know, they show up, they do what we ask, and you can just see the outcomes. But, you know, the biggest thing is we can't do what we do in the clinics without some of the behind-the-scenes staff. We have some really good longevity over at our admin office with the people who pay our bills, pay us, help patients with accounts and stuff like that. And so having them there really makes my job a lot easier to where it is. It's a lot more enjoyable. And I think the common goal is, yeah, what's the best care for our patients? So if we need to fast track some of this stuff just so we can provide that service, let's do it. And so that's just a huge thing of coming to work every day.
And speaking as a new person who's only been here a month, they are really friendly and incredibly welcoming. I haven't met a single person who wasn't like completely excited to give me their phone number and invite me to Thanksgiving and, you know, ask me how they can help me. It's been great.
Well, I believe it. Just watching the way that the four of you interact, obviously you all get along. It's more than that. You're coworkers. You're working together as a team. I can see that just here.
Well, I think that's a big thing. A lot of people, you know, will come to San Luis Valley brand new, and we do. We lose a lot of providers. That's just a struggle of rural healthcare. But once you get in here and you settle down, it's a great place to live. It's a very tight community. And so that just makes it even more worthwhile is when you can be invited to Thanksgiving, see everybody at Walmart, you know, do all that different stuff. That's a huge thing.
If y'all had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about the Edward M. Kennedy Center, what would that be?
For me, it's we accept any and all patients. It does not matter who you are, what you do, what insurance you have. We see everything. And honestly, a lot of times if a different insurance comes through, we're on the phone trying to get authorization to where we have no barriers to care dependent on that. So for me, that's a huge thing.
If you could do anything to improve health and health care in rural America, such as the San Luis Valley, what would you do?
Well, we're pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, right now I have a vacancy for a physical therapist. It's often difficult to attract people down from the cities, from the nightlife, from all of that stuff. And so I think if I could change one thing, it's to somehow show them the beauty and the greatness of the valley. I wish we could lock them in for like 2-year contracts, period, so that we have those 2 years to show them, because I know that they would fall in love with the place. When I left from high school, I thought I was never coming back. But then I realized what a great place this was to have a family and to have a community. So it's just finding that way to keep our providers and provide even more access to care. We do very good, but there could always be an improvement.
So that would be, I guess, one of your challenges?
It's a huge challenge, yes.
Do y'all know when you became involved with the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
It's been a few years now, at least the last 3 years. I think Valleywide, our administration office, just wanted us to promote our community health center a lot more. So I started getting involved in a lot more community activities throughout the town of Monta Vista, which also includes like the Monta Vista Head Start Health Advisory Council there. I'm part of the Communities That Care project for the Rio Grande area. So we meet, you know, every other month. We do one at the Monta Vista Chambers, and then our next meeting is in Del Norte because that's part of Rio Grande County as well. Just different events like that.
Now, what do you see as the benefits of local organizations such as yours being a member of the chamber?
It's all about community. We're part of the community. We have invested in the community, and we want to be a part and see each other out at restaurants and on the street and whatnot, and know that we're part of the community. You can come to us, and we'll treat you just like family.
Anything else anybody would like to mention?
I just think on the last point, in a rural community, in a community where we have struggles such as attracting people from outside the community to come in and work here, I think it's really important for us to be involved at all levels with other community organizations to support each other. It takes all of us to make the company, to make Valleywide work. And in the same vein, it takes all of us to make this community work and attract people here and help people with their health care.
Well, Grace, Evelyn, Dan, Ashley, I want to thank you all for stopping by the SL Voices studio to tell us about Valleywide Health Systems and all of the things that you're involved with. Wow, it's really a one-stop shop, an amazing thing that you all do. So thank you all so much. We appreciate you coming by. All
right, thank you.
Did you know that Monta Vista has a high-tech craft manufacturing facility? We do. Ecodynamics is a family-owned, success-oriented job shop business featuring a selection of the latest state-of-the-art machinery. CFO Marie Pescatori is here to tell you all about what they do and offer in the way of metal work for our area.
I'm Adam, and they say if you really want to know what's going on behind the scenes in a business, go talk to the secretary. They almost always know what's happening. So to find out what's going on with Ecodynamics, we are talking to Marie Pescatori, and she says it depends on the day, whether she's secretary or CFO. Either way, welcome to the SL Voices studio. We appreciate you stopping by and telling us what's going on with Ecodynamics. Marie, where are you originally from?
I'm from Sweden.
You are?
Yes.
Well, how in the world did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
My husband, Tom.
Okay. Is he from here?
No, my husband is from Luxembourg, Europe.
Okay. And you decided to relocate here?
Well, both me and my husband always wanted to move to America.
Mm-hmm.
And he found San Luis Valley and moved here, and I moved after.
What was it about the valley that attracted you both?
Remote from any big city, mountains, beautiful scenery, nice people, just the kind of place that we both want to live.
Wonderful. Well, tell me about Ecodynamics. When did y'all start this business?
In 2009, June of 2009, that's when we opened the doors. And starting kind of on a lower scale, just selling raw material, steel and metal, and then slowly expanding from there, and have now a full fabrication shop with laser cutter, press brake, shear, saw, machine shop, weld shop, anything you can imagine. We do auger flights. We have plate rolling equipment.
Wow. All kinds of things. Where are you located?
We are located just east of Monta Vista, right in between Monta Vista and Alamosa.
5492 East U.S. Highway 160.
That is correct.
What areas do you actually serve? Just the San Luis Valley or beyond?
When it comes to steel and metal production, we would service any part of the world, basically. We just shipped out some auger flights to a company in Illinois, and we have several customers outside of the valley.
Of course, and you've got a website where people can find you, and you're on Facebook as well.
That is correct, even though it's a little out of date, unfortunately.
Well, I understand. Again, so much that you're doing, social media is important to keep up on, but you've got laser cutting, you've got plate rolling, precision bending. What is sectional flighting?
Well, so flighting, that's those little metal pieces that goes on an auger that spins around the shaft on an auger. So we can build complete augers or just do the flighting for the auger.
Okay, and I read you have a conveyor shop too?
That's just part of fabrication. So we can build conveyors. Anything that a customer bring in as far as design or what they want to have made, we can do it as long as it's out of steel and metal.
And your website says you even do pump and well rehab?
Yes. So in 2010, we took over a very old company in Monta Vista called Irrigation Engineering, owned by Jerry Holfeld, and they became a part of us in 2010. So that's our second division, if you will. We perform very successful well rehabs and work on irrigation pumps and wells and do everything with that.
Where do you see your business in 5 years from now, Marie?
That's a good question.
You've been in business 10 years now.
Yes.
Obviously, you've grown quite a bit. 5 years from now, do you see that continued growth?
You know, I don't know. I think if it would be easier to find reliable staff, that would certainly help. And then I think we could grow a lot.
What are one of the biggest challenges that you face here in Monte Vista as a small business? And I guess that's employment.
That is employment, absolutely.
What would you point to as your business's most outstanding accomplishment in the last couple of years?
Probably when we bought our laser cutter, because that really turned our business around. That was just a huge thing for us.
Well, it's a fancy-looking machine, too. You got neat pictures of it on your website. True Laser 3040. Can you tell me a little bit about what that will do?
Well, basically, it will cut up to 1-inch thick steel material, or if it's stainless steel, 3/4-inch thick. It basically will cut anything that can be programmed into the software on the computer. We cut a lot of signs and just a lot. Actually, the biggest part is fabrication of siding, conveyor siding. That's huge. And just really and truly anything that can be cut in steel or metal.
I understand that you're working on the crane signs too for the town of Monte Vista.
And they were cut on the laser as well.
They were. Well, those look really cool.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see those up around town. What is one common myth about your business that you would like to dispel or debunk? Is there a preconceived notion about ecodynamics that's out there that you would like to say, well, you know, that's just not true?
I know my husband have probably a reputation of being a hard man to work for.
But that's not a bad thing.
Well, but a lot of people today think so. So instead of taking the opportunity and learn from an extremely intelligent man that knows a lot, they rather stay at home instead of working hard and learn from that.
Well, too, something to keep in mind, he has a different world mindset. He comes from a different part of the world to begin with. It's actually a good thing, I would think. Because you get to share ideas and concepts from different perspectives. So I'd think it'd be a neat thing.
Yeah. You know, I have probably learned more from my husband than I have learned from anything else in my life. And I've been around the world a lot and worked in a lot of places myself. But yeah, he has a lot to give, but he will require you to work with him.
Rory, what recommendations would you give a business that is considering starting or has just started here at Monte Vista?
I think the more family you have involved and the harder you work at it, it's not about just taking the first money that comes in and go on vacation, but it's to reinvest the money and work hard at it and keep reinvesting.
Well, Marie, we want to thank you for taking time out of your super busy schedule to come by the SL Voices studio and talk to us about your business ecodynamics. Thank you, Marie.
Located at 925 2nd Avenue in Monte Vista, Valleywide Health Systems is a unique one-stop integrated care clinic for all your basic health needs. Their services include health and dental care, physical therapy, behavioral health, case management, care coordination, WIC, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 719-852-2512 to find out more. That's 719-852-2512. When you're in need of high-quality metalworking services, contact Ecodynamics. From laser cutting, plate rolling, and precision bending to sectional flighting, a conveyor shop, and even pump and well rehab, Ecodynamics can meet and exceed your metal and stainless steel needs. Located at 5492 East U.S. Highway 160 in Monte Vista, you can reach them at 719-852-2662. That's 719-852-2662. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Ecodynamics. If you're not a part of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, give them a call to find out how to become a member at 719-852-2731 or stop by the chamber located at 947 First Avenue. And make sure to check back next month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.